The final results of Egypt's votes on the new constitution will be out today. The announcement was supposed to be made on Monday, but was later delayed. Unofficial results say that 64% of the voters approved the draft constitution that is based on the Islamic law. An Indian policeman injured during weekend protests over a violent sexual attack on a woman in New Delhi has died. At least 100 people were injured in the clashes. The protests began when a medical student was beaten and sexually assaulted by a group of men on a bus last week. Another Christmas in a recession. Christians across the globe celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ amid a worsening financial crisis. Americans are worried about their country going over the so-called fiscal cliff, while Europeans are feeling the pinch with government-imposed austerity cuts. In Macedonia, thousands of rival protesters clash outside the parliament over the 2013 budget. Six people have been injured. Opposition parties are against the premier's proposal to spend over $3 billion next year. Meanwhile, a brawl inside parliament forced security guards to evacuate the speaker. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is recovering following a cancer surgery in Cuba. The 58-year-old leader underwent surgery 2 weeks ago. It was his fourth cancer-related operation since June of 2011. Chavez won another term in office in October. He's to be sworn in by the 10th of January. More shooting incidents in the United States. Hours after a gunman killed two firefighters in the state of New York, two on-duty police officers were gunned down in Wisconsin and Texas. In another incident, an armed man killed one person in a crowded bar in the state of Washington. The U.S. plans to send forces to 35 African countries, including Libya, Sudan, and Algeria, next year. Pentagon says the planned deployment is part of an effort to train African armies against extremists. The new U.S. troops in Africa will only carry out military operations with Pentagon's approval. And new Israeli settler units to be built on occupied Palestinian lands. Israel has approved a new plan to set up over 900 units in Jerusalem Al-Quds. The decision is made in defiance of international law and widespread global condemnation. The UN considers Israel's settlements as illegal.